I'm Chinese American. My mom is from Cambodia. My dad's from Singapore originally. And they're both first generation American, Asian Americans, but we're ethnically Chinese. Growing up is great. I grew up in the suburbs of Washington State, very like 30 minutes south of Seattle in a town called Federal Way. It was really nice. I think it was like a very middle class neighborhood experience. My parents were pretty supportive of me going to journalism. Of course, my mom would always tease, like, are you sure you don't want to go to med school and become a doctor? And now she just teases, are you sure you don't want to marry a doctor or a lawyer? But no, I think they've been very supportive over the course of growing up and as I've been pursuing journalism and media as a career. I think it's just people of color face a lot of different challenges in the newsroom, and it's usually just, it's kind of like sometimes a double-edged sword of being diverse in the newsroom. You want to represent your community, but sometimes the weight of representing the community is a lot, and you might not be the expert on your community. I think also when to chime in about those type of issues or racial topics can be difficult depending on your level. It also can be challenging to rise in the newsroom, and I don't think it's specifically attributed to color, but I think a lot of mentorship and networking is involved to help people to pull you up through different ranks in the newsroom, and sometimes just seeing someone that you identify with, whether or not it's background or racial identity, helps. And so not having those role models, I think, yet as like ubiquitous as other positions in the newsroom can be challenging. I don't know that, I mean, that racial background can also be the same as, you know, socioeconomic background. I think there's a lot of issues like gender that come into play into every newsroom dynamic. But I think those are the type of the issues that we encounter and we're trying to address at AHAA, right? It's just trying to get people into more positions as newsroom leaders, also giving them the professional training and development to rise and operate in journalism. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we're all human, and so we can bond on certain levels, whether or not we're like a daughter, a mom, a friend, you know, a spouse. I think that is something that's like very ubiquitous. It's very easy to find common ground on. I also think like sometimes we find oneness in being different and just being from a different background, a cultural background that's not yet the majority in a current environment. I think that is also something to unite over. So very similarly at AHAA, we have a lot of different vocations here. Broadcast journalists, radio journalists, photojournalists, reporters, writers, editors, who seemingly don't have a lot in common on their day-to-day lives, but they all come together for our mission. And so it's something that they believe in and they think it's important, and they support AHAA for that reason. I think stereotypes in general, they exist, but they can hurt and help. Sometimes it's easier to employ a stereotype when addressing like a new group of people to try and kind of get an understanding of what that group is like. But I also think it can hurt for very similar reasons with the model minority myth. I mean, it is a myth, and I think people who get categorically put under that myth, I mean, it's not necessarily true. So you have to take time to kind of like defy that expectation. And so, yeah, in that ways, it can be detrimental. I think that's what diversity truly is actually being able to meet these types of people. I mean, types of people being people from different parts of the continent, people from different age ranges, and people from different, you know, vocations and backgrounds, and being able to come together for one thing is very enlightening, and it's very inspiring just to be able to see that come together every year. And it's why I keep coming back to AHAA, is that you start to grow a community of friends and mentors that have just helped me throughout my career, but have also just supported me like in many ways that's outside of my professional experiences.